Now, I wonder if you could have a little bit of help this morning. Anybody like to come forward and help? Advise me to do it all on my own. Thank you, Ben. I thought you might come this morning. Good lad. You come down here, yes. Be of great help to me this morning. You will, Ben. Now, Ben could do with a couple of helpers, really. Anybody like to come and help Ben this morning? Well done. Is it Hannah? Yeah, great. Oh, got it right, Hannah. Good. And one more as well. Oh, Joe. Fantastic. Shall I be kind to you, Hannah, and nasty to the boys? Great, okay. First of all, I've just got a little set of bubbles here. You any good at blowing bubbles? Yeah, okay, well there you go, there's the top. Would you just blow a few bubbles for us so folks can see the bubbles here this morning? And Dave's going to count them there on the front row. Okay, how many was that, Dave? 23, I thought it was. Yeah, good, 23. Now could you blow the next one, Hannah, just up that little way a little bit, just in front of my face here. Oh, that's good. Okay, great. Now, if you'd like to stand a little bit further back there, Ben, you were first. Come and stand here for me, please. What I'd like you to do, Ben, is I'm going to ask Hannah to blow about three or four times. I want you to catch as many bubbles as you can, and I want you to put them in that jar which Joe's going to hold for you. Okay? So Hannah's going to blow the bubbles. You catch as many as you can, and you put them in the jar there for Joe. Okay? And your marks, get set, go. Careful, careful, careful. Oh. Come a bit nearer, I think, Joe. Come a bit nearer. Come stand down here, Joe, and help him. Because, oh, come on. Oh, oh, oh. Okay, last go, Hannah. Last go. Come on, Ben. Oh, gentle, gently does it. Just two or three more. Oh. Go on, some on the floor. Try and pick those up, Ben, and put those in the jar. Careful. Oh. And again. There's four left. Oh, three left. Yep. Oh, two left. Oh, gone. Oh dear. Well, thanks very much for your help. I really appreciate that this morning. We've learnt a very important lesson there. Thanks a lot. Put that down there. There's none in there, are there? Oh dear. So you must have blown about 75 there, Hannah, and we didn't manage to get any in our jar, did we? Now what can we learn from that? Go and sit down and we'll see what we can learn. A very important lesson that we can learn from that. You see, it's fun to blow bubbles. Fun to try and catch bubbles. Fun to try and put them in a container and see how many bubbles it is that we've managed to get hold of. But in the end, what's it come to this morning? It's come to absolutely nothing. Not a thing. All that effort, all that fun, but it's come to absolutely nothing. Empty. You know, there's a man in the Bible who wrote a whole book in the Bible called Ecclesiastes. We find it in the Old Testament. And he asked himself a very important question, really. He said, what's the point of being here? What's the point of being here on planet Earth? What's the point of going to school? You ever ask yourself that? Yes, I thought you did. What's the point of learning? What's the point of growing up? What's the point of growing wise? What's the point of growing wealthy? What's the point of growing poor? And he said, well, the sun rises and then it sets. The wind blows one way and then it turns and it blows another. Have you noticed, he said, the rivers and the streams flow into the sea, but the sea never gets full. That's what the writer of the book of Ecclesiastes said. He said, it's all a bit wearisome, really. He said, what's the point of being here? He said, you know, even when I did all the things I really wanted to do, which were wrong, when I really enjoyed my work, when I looked at everything I've achieved, he still said, everything's meaningless. A chasing after the wind. And as you chase after the wind, you can't catch the wind. And as you chase after the bubbles this morning, even with Ben and Joe, we haven't been able to catch any of them. And you know, life's a bit like that. Life's a little bit like trying to catch bubbles. The writer to Ecclesiastes said, without God, who can eat and find enjoyment? I want to ask you this morning, do you know why God made you? Do you know why you're here on planet Earth? You're here because, listen to this, God made you for himself. You're here to know God. God put you here to know him and enjoy him and seek him and turn to him and believe in him, not chase after all the other things of the world like the bubbles, which in the end will come to nothing. They will come to absolutely nothing. He put you here to seek him, to live for Him, to turn from your sin and to trust in the Lord Jesus Christ. And whether you're young or old here this morning, I wonder whether you can picture your life just like our younger friends with the bubbles this morning. Your life without Christ is meaningless. A chasing after the wind, trying to catch bubbles, and it all comes down to nothing. Because God put you here that you would know Him. That you would seek Him first and seek after His kingdom and His righteousness. And without doing that, your life will be merely chasing after the bubbles. Can I encourage you this morning to seek after God, the God who made you, the God who loved you, the God who sent His Son to die for you. Seek after Him, that He would be found in your life and in your heart, and you would kiss goodbye to chasing the bubbles.